I'm going to tell another story this morning. It's a story about a man who was driving late at night. So this isn't long ago. Could have been just last night. But it's late at night, and he's driving on a road. He had been driving all day, gotten up before dawn, stopped only for meals and gas. It was now dark, and the road was empty. And his eyes were getting heavy. And he knew he should probably stop at the next opportunity. But on this road, there wasn't any place to stop. So he said, maybe if I just make it to the next exit. And while he was driving there, his head began to nod. And all of a sudden, his eyes closed. And he fell asleep. And his car began to veer off. And then all of a sudden, as the car reached the shoulder, they hit those things that are bumpy. You've been over them maybe. And it rattled the car and woke him up. Those little bumps that they put there. And you go over them and the car shakes. Woke him back up. And he realized what had happened. And he said a little prayer of thanks and drove more carefully to the next exit and pulled off and took some much needed rest. Have you ever drifted off the side of the road and run over those little like that? You know, they also put them in before like toll booths, you know, get you to slow down. Up on the Ohio Turnpike, they have those as well. They're different than speed bumps, you know, like you get in your neighborhood or in parking lots, the ones you have to go like 5 miles an hour over, right? These are lower. I learned this week that in some places in the world, they have a name for those little things. They're called judder bars. Anybody hear that? Nobody's heard. Anyway, judder bars is what I heard. Well, the word feels right because they judder you. It's a company like that, right? Did you get awake sort of thing. Put on the shoulders of the road to get you to drive, to stay on the highway. Isn't that right? You know, I was thinking that the Bible really is full of judder bars. Think about it. There are lots and lots of passages in the Bible that are made to shake you up and keep you on the right path. One of those passages is the one that Kim read this morning from Matthew. It's a passage, a judder bar passage. Might work, I don't know. Could write a book that way. Judder bar passages of the Bible. The story of John the Baptist is a judder bar. In fact, John the Baptist is kind of a judder bar himself, isn't he? Think about what Matthew says that he's about. He's about making a way straight. That's what these judder bars do. They keep you straight, don't they? That was John the Baptist's mission, to keep you straight. You know, John the Baptist is really the character for Advent. But I got to feel sorry for him, you know, because I have yet to get a Christmas card with John the Baptist on the cover. I have no Christmas tree ornaments of John the Baptist. I don't read any children's books of Christmas stories with John the Baptist on, but yet John the Baptist could be called the face of Advent, isn't it? You could think of John the Baptist as the face of Advent, as the one to guide us through the season of Advent. The great preacher Fred Craddock said that our journey to the manger has to go right past John the Baptist. That if we are a pilgrim in the Advent season, heading towards that Christmas Eve evening and Christmas morning to find the manger, we have to walk right past John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who was Jesus' cousin and yet had his own ministry, he goes off into the wilderness and begins to preach. John the Baptist, who's wearing camel's hair and eating locusts and honey and looking quite strange out there, John the Baptist is out there telling us what Advent is really all about. And I have to feel sorry for poor old John the Baptist. He has but one sermon over and over. Repent. That's it. That's all we get from John the Baptist. And I can't help it. It's Advent, right? Christmas season. Don't you want to say that John the Baptist, lighten up? Okay? Lighten up. But John the Baptist doesn't lighten up. John the Baptist gives us this one message. And yet, as we notice John the Baptist on our pilgrimage here, we notice that he's not alone out there in the wilderness. He has got all sorts of people out there with him. Because something in his message resonates with us. Something in that message touches us deeply. Something within us knows that we are not quite always on the straight highway to God. And we veer off. And we hit the judder bar that's John the Baptist. Why do we want to hear a message of repentance? While at the same time not wanting to hear it? Perhaps it is for the same reason we want everything to be the same each Christmas, while at the same time we hope that this year Christmas will somehow be different. You see, our celebration of Christmas will always be less than satisfying if we do not get there by passing through John the Baptist's wilderness and listening carefully to his message of getting things straight before Christ arrives. Each year at this time, during the holidays, it's probably already happened, we've loaded them up, haven't we? We've loaded them up with our expectations. We've loaded them up with our hopes and our dreams. We've loaded them up with our activities. We spend more than we have. We spend more of our time than we have, trying to make something happen each Advent season. And then we wonder why it doesn't quite feel as fulfilling as we thought it would be when it's all over. But John's message is, repent. Interesting word, repent. In the Bible, the Greek word is metanoia. Repent, maybe convert would be a better word, and yet convert's loaded with a lot of baggage too, isn't it? Transform would give that sense of complete change. And yet maybe the simplest way would be change. Change, John the Baptist says. Or maybe best to be said, get yourself back on the straight highway. For it's all too easy to veer off one way or another. Sometimes intentionally, but really for many of us, it's just accidentally. We fall asleep at our spiritual wheel, if you will, and we veer off. And John the Baptist comes reminding us to get back on the straight, which is his message for this Advent season. And how do we get back on the straight? John says, prepare a way for the Lord. And that really is what this Advent season is about. And all that we do The one thing that matters is that we prepare ourselves in the way of Christ, so that Christ, when Christ enters the world, Christ can enter our lives as well. Which means removing those things that are getting in the way and adding those things that might help. Dr. Craddock tells another story about a schoolmate of his who became a missionary to China back in the early days of communist rule there. The village where he was at, the communist authorities there decided the Christians, particularly the missionaries, were trouble. And so they went to them and said, "You've got 12 hours to pack up and leave. And by the way, you can only bring 400 pounds worth of luggage. 200 pounds worth of luggage." And so this missionary friend, his wife, and his two children got together and tried to pack together what they needed. Of course, they took some essentials, clothes, right? A few precious items. But what about the sewing machine? What about the books? What about the toys? And they carefully weighed things out on the scales till they got to exactly 200 pounds. Just in time, as they came for them and they took them to the train station to load them to go to the ocean to take a boat. And at the train station, they said, "All right, we're going to weigh your luggage 200 pounds. And they said, "Well, all right, here's our luggage." And they started weighing the luggage. And they came right to 200 pounds, and then the guards said, "What about the children?" "What do you mean?" "The children have to be part of that 200 pounds. You know, it changes the priorities on whether you need books or sewing machines or toys. And that's really what John the Baptist's message is all about. What is it that's really important? And maybe once in a while, we just need to get shaken up a bit to be reminded. Amen.